Ouais, bon, je vois.
Now, you were talking about when you had to start, how'd you build a fire here?
Now, you build a fire, you just cut you up some kindling.
Yeah.
And laid shavings flat, taking a match and set it afire. Get it started off, and then you know they got to burn what they call kerosene. We call coal kerosene, is what it is.
Yeah.
And they used it a long time to cook with in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And after they got out of that, they started on this butane business of burning now.
Yeah, and run out of too.
That's what they claim. That's to make the fire smoke just like big gasoline.
Yeah, that's what they say. But I hear they are. Now, Arkansas ain't having any problems with that.
Not yet, no.
Let's hope they don't either.
I'm glad we're not, you know, you hear a lot of some around here talking about, griping about the weather we have. What if it was up down in Ohio and them places? That would be really something.
Yeah. Those people got snow.
And people up there freezing to death, too.
You're getting bad weather here?
This is the worst one we've had in several months.
Well, it's about the same everywhere, but you ever had it worse than this?
No, I've seen it as bad or worse. I've seen that. You crossed that little old barrel gun, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I've seen Arkansas River froze over, and that little bow froze. But you could go anywhere up and down if you wanted to. But that was about, I was back in about 1917.
Well, he had a fireplace, the smoke,
yeah.
Smoke
well,
went out through the...
Mm-hmm, they built a, what you call a sticky chimney. I guess you never seen one. Made out of grass and wood,
yeah,
and wrapped around sticks and built one up and make a fireplace in there and put your wood in it.
Yeah. You put the wood on the, what do you call it?
What we call the fireplace, put it in the fireplace.
Yeah, but what, didn't you have things you put them on?
Some kind of, well, they call them dog irons.
Uh-huh.
You know, just laid the wood on so the draft could be under it.
When you got started with kindling, what would you put on them?
Just sticks of wood, about just whatever length your fireplace was.
Yeah.
You go out there and cut you down a tree and saw it up and split it up like you want to and put it on there.
Saw it up into?
Into blocks.
Yeah. Now the bottom of the fireplace, didn't you have? Tell me all about the fireplace y'all
build. You fill it on up, along with your floor of your house,
uh-huh.
Fill it on up with dirt. And then you smooth that out in there.
Uh-huh.
And then you start your chimney here and you taper it on up this way. You come up to a stem at the top of the house. That'll give you a draft to pull the smoke out of the house.
Uh-huh.
And that was wrapped with mud and grass and there's sticks and things. Of course, there's an opening in it.
Yeah. The bottom of the fireplace, that was the...
Yeah.
What did you call that?
That's what you call the hearth down there on the floor.
I see. Did you have something, Mr. did you have something up over the thing that you might put,
No, it's wide open.
Clock on or something like that?
Or a mantle. What we call a mantelpiece, across the top of the fireplace,
yeah.
He set clocks and things up there.
Yeah. But I bet you used to have to go get the wood all the time, didn't you?
I used to have to bring it in. That was my job. Get the kindling in at night. Yeah, it's been quite a different change.